USA Radio News.
The Dow is posting its biggest single-day point gain ever. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,086 points to close at 22,878. Alan Knuckman is a trader on Wall Street. He joins Fox News and tries to make some sense of this.
Today is the beginning, possibly, of a bottom. If we can build on this. Now, just remember, we were negative early in the session, so we made new lows and a higher close. That's very positive. But a lot of this seems to be a short squeeze today. You need some follow-through on this.
President Trump made a surprise visit to Iraq, and on that visit, he's praising the troops for helping defeat ISIS.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria.
This is the president's first trip to an active war zone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's been released from a New York hospital after cancer surgery. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
A spokeswoman for the court says Justice Ginsburg left New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center on Tuesday and is now recuperating at home. Ginsburg underwent surgery Friday to remove two malignant growths in her left lung. Doctors say there's no evidence of any remaining disease. At 85, Justice Ginsburg has been treated for cancer two other times. Last month, she cracked three ribs in a fall. Despite her health problems, though, Ginsburg has never missed arguments at the court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With no one winning the Mega Millions jackpot on Christmas night, the drawing on Friday will now be at $350 million. No one has won the Mega Millions since one ticket was sold in South Carolina back in October. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
In 2018, we saw massive security breaches at companies like Marriott, Caribou Coffee, and even NASA. Now, the response to the hacking is what ticked off most folks. But is government intervention the answer or even the way to go moving forward, as many folks are then concerned regarding the government having your personal data as well? Morgan Wright is a security expert. He tells Fox News something needs to be done moving forward.
You know, what the government can do, the government has one thing. It's got a big boot, and it can plant that boot in the rear of a lot of companies and start finding them like they did with Sarbanes-Oxley. Here's the bad part. We as consumers have very little control once it's in the hands of these companies.
Wright says regarding that Marriott security breach,
here's what happened with Marriott and the Starwood Group. That breach went on for 4 years, and they didn't detect it. So some of this is just poor, you know, practice, poor tradecraft on their point. What we need, you know, there's been truth in advertising for a long time, Connell. What we actually need is truth and privacy. Imagine before you give your information, somebody said, look, our policies are so bad, your information may end up in the hands of the Iranians, the Russians, the North Koreans, or the Chinese. So caveat emptor. You know, people would take it a little bit more seriously. It's going to take, I hate to say it's going to take at some point some government regulation, but that's how we kind of put an end to some of this nonsense with the misstatements, you know, and the all the fraud that was going on, like the Enrons and the Tycos.
Right. After nobody matched all six numbers in Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, the jackpot for Friday now stands at just over $348 million. No one has matched all six numbers since late October. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.